Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba, and I'm calling you from National Opinion Service. I am not telling you anything. I am just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. And of course, your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. I would like to start with the survey, ma'am, just making sure that we have a representation of everyone. And I would like to know, what's your race? Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, you know, what did you say?
Yes, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My what?
Your race. Would you say that you are white, African American, Hispanic?
Okay, may I ask? Why do you want to know?
Well, because we are conducting an opinion survey, ma'am. We are just trying to conduct the survey, and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. And we just would like to make sure that we have a representative sample, ma'am.
I don't understand what you're saying. Why do you want to know what's my wisdom?
Okay, yeah. As I was telling you, we are just trying to make sure that we're representing everybody, right? Because we are conducting these surveys about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay, I'm black.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for presidency in Congress? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. And may I know what's your age, ma'am? I'm sorry?
64.
Thank you so much for that. And could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 from a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, ma'am. Could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Great. Thank you so much for that. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Okay, would you say that they are much more important or just somewhat more important?
I didn't get that question.
Okay, would you say that the elections are much more important or just somewhat more important?
Oh, so much more important.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat? A Republican, an independent,
I'm a Democrat. I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat, ma'am?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his deal as a president?
Yes.
And would you say that you strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
So much approval. Strongly approval. I'm strongly approving. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, would you say that you are very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is heading?
I'm satisfied.
Yes, let me repeat the question, ma'am. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, Would you say that you are very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Oh, I'm very satisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's getting better.
Thank you. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I will give you a list, okay? The problems that I have are passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, creating more jobs and raising wages, protecting abortion rights, reducing crime, improving K-12 public school education, border security, protecting and strengthening social security and Medicare, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, combating division and racism, or lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Oh, all of
them. Okay, yeah, but you can select up to two. The two most important for humans.
Oh, security and education. Make college easy for everybody. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when you were mentioning security, would you say that that's border security or passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people?
That's right. More security, yes. Gun control. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first organization that I have right here, I'm sorry, are Democrats in Congress. From 0 to 100, how satisfied are you with their job?
Oh, I would say 190.
Okay, we can just do them from 0 to 100. Would you say
100? Oh, it's 120. Okay, 0 to
100.
You say, okay, I said 90.
Okay, great. Now, what do you think about Yale saying from 0 to 100? How favorable are you so right here?
You repeat the question. You know, that call came up at the wrong time. I mean, my God, cleaning up. So
yes.
That's why sometimes it's very hard for me to hear what you're saying. Can you repeat the question?
Of course. How favorable are you about Gillis saying from 0 to 100 now?
Oh, I say 100.
What about Kamala Harris? How favorable are you with them from 0 to 100?
100.
How satisfied are you about Joe Biden?
About Biden, you said?
Yes.
Oh, 100.
What about Tim Scott?
In court?
Tim Scott. How
Do I know him?
Well, if you don't, it's okay. You just need to let me know.
Who is he?
Well, he's a politician. If you have never heard of him, that's fine. What do you think about Republicans in Congress from 0 to 100? How favorable are you towards them?
I would say 90.
Okay. And how favorable are you with Donald Trump?
Zero.
What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
What about who?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh. Well, I don't know about that, but I'll say maybe, you said from 0 to 100, I'll say 10, I'd rather have him than Trump.
Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but it's election for president we're held today and the candidates were an instant, and where independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, independent Cornel West, independent Bill Stein, and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, you can vote
for them. Joe Biden.
Okay, great. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration is doing? Would you say that you have heard a lot, some, or only a little, or nothing at all?
Some.
Okay. And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah.
It's not kind of noisy on your side.
I apologize, ma'am.
I hear a car warning.
Okay, so what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him?
Well, no, made me more, you know, I like him more because, you know, he's the guy.
Okay, and would you say that?
Yeah,
that
I don't care about
much?
What people say. I don't care about what, you know, people
okay.
say negatively about him.
Thank
you know, so.
So much. Of course, ma'am. And would you say that you are much more favorable towards him or somewhat more favorable towards him when it comes about what you breathe, say, or hear?
More favorable about him.
Much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Well, much more.
Thank you.
Much
but
more.
Have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards towards the Biden administration? What has been that has made you more favorable?
Well, but Mr. Biden doesn't really care about people. He likes people. He's not a racist. I don't think so. So,
okay.
That's what, you know, all of these things I like about Biden. And he knows what he's doing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
I heard that he's guilty, so he needs to go where he put he needs
so
to be where he's been.
Okay, would you say that you have heard a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable of him, less.
And would you say much more unfavorable or somewhat more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard? What is it that you have read, seen, or heard that makes you feel as favorable towards Donald Trump?
But I heard they found him guilty, so if you know he's guilty of wrongdoing, he cannot be the president of the United States.
Okay, one moment.
How much more do I have to be on the phone with you? Because just like I said, this is a really, really bad time.
I understand. We're missing less than the 50% of the service, so we're almost there, okay? Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose up to two. The first one is the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education opportunities, cuts to the social safety net like the health security, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, stagnant wages and rising costs, rising crime and violence, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom, or Donald Trump getting elected president again?
Well, the last one is no, it's a no-no.
Okay, great. And what other one? You mentioned select up to two.
Huh?
Okay, would you like me to read you the list again?
Is that the last one? The last question?
No. This is the last option, okay? Would you like me to read you the question again? I mean, I'm giving you a list of things that you think that are threats to the African-American community, right? So you have already said that Donald Trump getting elected president again is definitely one of them. So I will read you the list so you can tell me which is the other one, okay? So I have right here. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. The lack of quality education opportunities. Cuts to the social safety net like social security. A lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community. Stagnant wages and rising costs. Rising crime and violence. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom. Okay, so which of them is going to be the other option that you think is a threat for the African American community right now?
Well, I'm not sure about the question, so.
Well, yeah, so what do you think is a threat to the African American community? Do you think the rise of white supremacy and nationalism is a threat?
Or, it is. Very much so.
Okay, so let's go with that one. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue. I have right here, growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you. Would you think that Biden will do much better, Biden will do somewhat better, Trump will do somewhat better, or Trump will do much better, ma'am?
Somewhat better.
Okay, Biden or Trump, I'm sorry.
Oh, Biden.
What about implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them? Do you think Biden or Trump would do better?
Biden.
And would you say that he is going to do much better or that he's going to do somewhat better?
So much better.
Okay. And what about securing our borders? Do you think that's something that Biden or Trump would do better?
Biden.
And would you say that he would do much better or just somewhat better?
So much better.
Okay, what about bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
Biden.
Would you think Biden would do it better? And would you think Biden would do it much better, or Biden would do it somewhat better?
He would do it so much better.
Okay, and in that case, would you think that protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare would do Biden or Trump better?
Biden.
Okay, and would you say that he would do it much better, or that he would do it somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
What about the rise of white supremacy and nationalism? Do you think that Trump will do better or Biden will do better?
Biden will do better.
And do you think that he will do it much better or somewhat better?
So much better.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And generally speaking, that person by the scandaling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him.
Can you repeat the question?
Of course. Generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
More.
And would you say it would be much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
So much more favorable.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
The trial is fair.
Okay, would you say that it is very fair, somewhat, or somewhat fair?
Very fair.
Thank you so much for that. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Can you repeat that for me?
Yes. Since Donald Trump was, was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I say I don't agree.
Okay, would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Yeah, I disagree.
Strongly. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
I would say very often.
Okay, thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, or X, Instagram, TikTok, or other?
Others.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Switching gears a little bit, the last two questions are for statistical purposes only, ma'am. What is the last grade
that's
of
the last one,
that you have completed? Almost the last one. We are just going for statistical purposes. What is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
I got my GED.
Okay, so does that mean that you have a bachelor's degree? Or a postgraduate?
No.
Do you have a postgraduate?
The what?
Do you have a postgraduate, a bachelor's degree, a vocational?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
So what's the last grade of the school that you completed? 1 to 11 grade? Okay, high school. Thank you. Are you married or married living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
No, 100% married. 100% married.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or
I have two.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'll say moderate.
Okay, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say that you attend church twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month?
Once a week.
Okay.
Once a week.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Oh. Well, I would say about half.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Would you say that it is urban, suburban, or rural?
You say very fun?
No, I said, how would you describe the area where you live at? Would you say it is urban, suburban, or rural?
Oh, it's a suburban.
Okay, suburban. Thank you so much for that. We are one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
Say it again.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
Yes.
And this is also a survey. Thank you so very much for your participation, ma'am. Have a wonderful time.
No, you're very welcome. I'm sorry, but it was very difficult, but we made it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.